Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here live on LA Talk Radio, which we are on Thursday night. We're run some other times on some other channels, but you can only talk to us and get in the hot seat on Thursday. The call-in number to do that, 323-203-0815. We're brought to you by the Want Institute, a 501c3, and your donation to that is 100% tax deductible. Dr. Pat Allen, you are live on the air.
I'm feeling alive and ready to go.
That's awesome. How was your week?
My week is fine. I enjoy my work. I enjoy me. I'm living for 87 years. I am living great.
You're living the dream. You're living your best life. That's amazing.
Yep. You know, the surprising thing I had read was that if you live right, which is purpose and love, whatever, that you will really be not depressed or as demented or broken as young people that have not learned how to live. So I love our show because we help people live.
I agree. We've got a caller live with us. Let's take it. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing just fine.
Awesome. I'm happy to hear that.
What is your question?
All right. My first question is, I am currently, guys are dating me right now, and one of the guys that is dating me recently, I recently asked him a question in regards to how we were advancing, and his response was, if we're not able to become a couple, he is very much so interested in becoming a friend, and that really left a different taste. I felt very weird about that, so I wanted to get your opinion about it.
First of all, I want to know, are you in a committed relationship with him?
No.
Then how did you interview him about his goals for your relationship? You don't have one yet.
True. But I was noticing that because of his schedule and a couple other things, we were having a little bit of issues. And so
at the end of the
Are you saying to me that you wanted to see him more? You wanted to date him more?
Yes.
Did you want to be the man and the respectable one?
No.
But that's what you did. Is your mother a man?
Now, yes, because she's 53, maybe.
But, okay, so she's perimenopause, right?
Yes.
And so you give her permission to be a man.
Yes.
And is your dad a girl?
No.
So do you have two men for parents?
Yes, maybe.
Well, what you said to your date, he was not your boyfriend, was not your fiance, is not your husband. He was a date. you asked a date what his goals and objectives are for your relationship. Is that correct?
Yes.
And have you ever heard me say men interview women when they want to be respected, and women do not interview men when they want to be cherished? Now listen to what your boyfriend date said to you. Well, if we're not romantic, because that's what it felt like to him when you asked him if he was committed to you, he said, I will settle for friendship. So what you did inadvertently, my darling, is you flagged him that you wanted to be the respected leader of the relationship. Has he called you since then?
Yes, he has called me regularly. He has invited me to his a brunch thing that his brother was going to cook for us. It's just that I guess I'm confused because...
What is confusing? How long have you known him?
2 months? 2 months and a half?
Two months are in the first 3 months of the perfect period. But what you showed him was that you wanted respect.
Okay.
Do you in fact want to be respected by this human being?
No.
Then would you please not interview him about a relationship that doesn't exist? When a man wants you, he will say things like, I see you're still on the app and dating other men. And you say to him, of course I am. I'm not in a committed relationship with anyone. And that will tell him that you are dating other men and will continue to date. I like you to date three men at least three times each. That you're dating other men because he hasn't asked you to stop.
Very true.
So are you willing not to interview him about the relationship until there is one?
I promise I won't interview him anymore.
What?
I won't interview him anymore.
Do you know the reason you interview him? Because you want more of him.
Yes.
But the word want is masculine. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. And in your case, I don't want to be respected first. I want to be respected, but not first. My first goal is to be cherished, or am I wrong?
I want that, yes.
Is your mother masculine with your father?
Yes.
Do you want to be like her?
No.
Okay. Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes, I read it twice.
Good. Did you read the quiz where it finds out whether you're narcissistic or you want to be respected? Did you take the little test in the book?
I did not actually do it, no.
Do you know the reason? The reason
I did audiobook.
What?
I listened to it on audiobook, so it was hard to do the quiz because I was listening to it.
But you don't have the book. You're just listening to my tapes on the radio?
No. The book is on this app called Audiobook. And since I drive often, I make sure to listen to the book. But I will order your book on Amazon because I had it saved already. And I will make sure to take the quiz by tomorrow.
Will you take the test in there and see what it says to you and call back and tell me? Because I want you to know you are not wanting to be respected first, I think. Am I right?
You're right.
The way you get cherished is by respecting the man you're with. And that means when he asks you questions, you answer them unless they're immoral, illegal, and you just don't have any chemistry. Do you have chemistry for this human being?
Yes, and that's my second point is
what is it?
I have chemistry with him, and the other guys that are dating me, I don't have as much of a chemistry with them, but I think it's because of where I grew up and the culture I grew up. So I guess my question is, how do you fully know you have chemistry with somebody, even if you have different upbringing and cultures?
Because if you're a woman, you start acting like a mother to that man. What do you think about a relationship? Do you ever want to get married? How many kids do you want? Is being a mother masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
That's right. A woman is feminine when he's giving her sex, which can give her a baby. But from that moment on, a woman who's pregnant is working. And when she gives birth, she's really working. And when she raises a baby, she's working. Am I right?
Yes.
So do you want to be cherished or respected by a man you have chemistry for?
Cherish.
Are you willing to answer his questions unless they turn you off?
I am willing. I have a problem actually that I've noticed.
What is your problem?
In all of my relationships, I've noticed that my partners have hurried me in meeting their family members, their friends, and I always never enjoyed that part. I felt like it was too early always, and he did that too.
Wait a minute. You just told me I want to visit his family when I want to visit them, not when he wants me to visit them, because I want to be respected by this man.
Oh, wow. I see.
Now, that's the reason I'm suggesting that you get to the book, Getting to I Do, and you take the test that's in the book to find out if you want to be cherished, respected, or both, which means he gets to be a zero.
My last question, I'll take the quiz. Can I ask you one more question?
I want to ask something.
Okay.
Do you have a sister or a brother?
I have two brothers.
You have two brothers. Are they men or are they women in men's bodies?
One of my brother is left-handed, but he's male, and the other one is also male in my understanding of masculinity, yes.
Are they decisive men that go after what they want?
Yes.
And your dad is like that?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, if your dad walked in the room right now, would he ask you, how did you do today? Or would he say, how did you feel about what you did today? What would he say?
The first one.
What would he say?
How did you do? I believe that's what he would say.
And is that masculine or is that feminine?
Feminine. My dad worked a lot. He worked a lot. So he never really chatted with me and my brothers.
I got news for you. Your brothers then were raised to be men, but so were you. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? A father needs to cherish his daughter by the time she's 8. You're telling me you were neglected by your father. That's your script.
Yes.
Do you want to marry a girl in a boy's body? Maybe you want to be respected.
I don't, because I realize that I always end up wanting to end relationships when it's like that.
I understand that because God created you to be a woman.
Yes.
Science, nature. Yes. So are you willing, starting this minute, to be passive, patient, and vulnerable to the number one man you're chemically attracted to? Will you do that?
I will.
Good.
I will.
Now, what?
I just said I will do that.
Do you have another question?
Yes. I'll email you. I guess my last question is, that if you're not fully sure you want to write a hi-bye letter, should you do it? If you're not pretty certain?
Wait a minute. Are you saying goodbye to this man?
No, somebody else.
Okay. Is he a boyfriend or just a date?
An ex-boyfriend.
Is he still courting you?
No.
Do you want him to court you?
Yes.
Were you masculine with him?
Yes.
Did you leave him or did he leave you?
I left him.
Okay. Do you know the formula for writing a hi-bye letter?
Yes.
And when was the last time you contacted him or he contacted you?
Last time I talked to him was 3 months ago.
And you called him?
No, he texted me.
Oh, good. That's a good sign. What happened in that phone call?
It was a text message.
Oh, a text message? What did the text message say?
He and I were talking about the fact that we weren't compatible fully because of where we were at in life. And
was he masculine? Did he interview you?
No, no, unfortunately.
Did he court you or did you court him?
He courted me.
Okay, but he sent you away. He said you weren't compatible. It sounds to me like he was a man and you were a man and there was no woman.
Yes.
Are you willing to start? I'm going to give you the five tools right now, okay?
Okay.
Never ask him what he feels unless he's puking or bleeding. Any man you're interested in. Always ask him what they think, what they want, their opinions, their suggestions, and what you can do to help you and they do better. Got that?
Yeah.
Second tool, when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him, you have to make an appointment for the subject and for the convenience to him. Have you got that?
Got it.
Third tool, there's only five, so we'll be off the phone as soon as we get done with this. He's irritating you. He's looking at the waitress. He's doing this. He's doing that. Unless you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer, this is what you say to him when you're irritated. Honey, you have every right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, but I'm uncomfortable. Are you willing to hear what I have to say that would make me feel more comfortable? Yes or no? Would he say yes? Did he listen to you?
Yes, but I didn't like repeating myself.
You didn't like what?
I didn't like repeating myself.
I don't know what that word is. What is that word? Treating yourself?
Saying that twice. I did told him to not do certain things. And
so you mothered him?
No, because I only said it once. And he seemed to want me to say it more than once.
How did he do that?
He was raised by a single mom.
Honey, I'm hearing you do an analysis of him. I want to finish the tools and go on to another client. So the third tool is when he's doing something that you might have to call the police for, you might have to call a doctor for, or you might have to call a lawyer to sue him, you say to him he has a right to do it, but you're uncomfortable. And would he please do it this way instead? Are you willing to consider making him right when he does wrong?
Yes.
That's hard for you, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Okay. The next tool is 90% of all communication is nonverbal. It's tones of voice. It's looks. It's body language. Do you do body language when you're mad?
I leave the place. Yes. I just
you go run to a away.
Different room. Yes.
Okay. What you're going to say now to your person, man, that you're chemically attracted to, you're going to say, I sense by the look on your face or the tone of your voice or your body language that you're upset about something. Am I right? Are you upset?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, You have every right not to want to talk about it, but that tells me you're upset. What can I do to help you and I do better? You hear that?
Yes.
And the last tool is you're afraid to tell him what you feel. Do you ever get afraid?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, I'm going to give you a sign. Have you ever gone to a ball game where they use timeout, the referee timeout?
Yes, soccer.
If you're, see, when your dad did not cherish your feelings, you stopped cherishing your feelings too. You get too afraid of your sad feelings. So you go up in your head and mother men. Have you got that?
That makes sense.
And I want you to know that you are getting permission from me right now. If you're afraid to share your painful feelings with the man you're interested in, give him a timeout signal, like a referee. What are you doing? I'm signaling you that I'm uncomfortable about something. Are you willing to listen?
Okay, I will.
Okay, are you willing to do what I'm telling you to do and take the test and call back?
I will, I promise.
Good girl. Good luck becoming
a
girl.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We've got some more calls, so let's get one.
Good.
Sam at the switchboard is going to get us. Remember, everyone, we want to talk to you, not your voicemails. So if you've called the show and you're in our queue, we'll be calling you back. And make sure you answer so you can get in the hot seat with Dr. Pat. Okay. Let's see here.
Hi.
Hi, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi. Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Without the calls, we wouldn't have a show.
Aw, bless your heart. Thank you. I called a couple weeks ago, and I did the pledge about disrespecting, and you mentioned that I'm disrespecting, and I took the honor, and I mentioned that he gave me the promise ring after 6 months, and I never even mentioned that.
Wow.
I never even mentioned a promise ring. So my question is,
do you want to be respected or do you want to be cherished?
Oh, I'm the feminine one in the relationship. I'm the cherished.
What?
I'm the cherished one.
You want to be cherished, and he gave you a promise ring.
He gave me a promise ring. When he gave me the promise ring, I did ask when we first started going out, do you want to be married? And he said, well, of course. He said, well, before I met you, I'd never want to get married again. So I never brought it up again. Well, after 6 months, I was the cherished. He still is. And then he just presented me with a promise ring. And then he's been telling
me. Wait a minute. Did you accept it?
Yes, I've been wearing the promise ring for over 3 months now.
All right. So what are you going to ask me a question about?
We are planning to move in together. I had asked
him. A promise ring is not an engagement ring.
I understand that.
So that a promise ring is not a commitment towards marriage. A promise ring is more for monogamy and continuity.
Yes. I don't want to live with him unless I'm engaged. So how do I present that to him? We're not moving in for probably 3 months, But how do I present
Here's
that?
What you say.
Okay.
Is the promise ring good enough for him to change the title and introduce you as a fiancé? Do you like your promise ring?
I like it. It doesn't look like an engagement ring. It doesn't have, it's not sparkly, but I like it. It's a little sparkly, but I like it. I wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter to me. So
Are
how do I
willing,
word?
Here's how you do it. You do the second tool I just told the darling girl that called before you. Here's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Do you call him honey or something?
I call him babe.
Dave?
Babe, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Babe, do you call him babe?
I call him babe, yes. B-A-B-E.
Okay. Babe, I have something to ask you that's very sensitive. Are you willing to take the time, hopefully today, to listen to my request? What would he say to that tool?
Oh, he loves that tool. He goes, of course, tell me right now.
Okay. I so appreciate my promise ring that we are monogamous, continuous, and ultimately aiming towards marriage. But I'm not comfortable living with a boyfriend.
Exactly.
May I request that you introduce me as a fiancé, and I'm willing to accept my promise ring if you don't want to go out and get another ring.
Ooh, nice. I love it.
So when do you want to say that to him?
Well, we had a lot of issues. We've been having a few issues lately, but we worked them out.
Are they anything to do with time, space, money, and play?
No, they have to do with me interjecting things, saying there has to do with him. He gets triggered really easy. I'm a third wife and third. He's been married 3 times. He's the kind of guy that just.
What is it you do that's disrespectful?
Well,
by the way, is your mother masculine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is
mm-hmm.
your father a wuss?
No.
Are they mm-hmm. both men?
They were both men. So, yeah. So, certain things that trigger him that I have no idea. I'm as kind as possible, but it's just something triggers him or. So I'm learning.
What is it?
Something happened the other day where he was on the phone with his daughter and she was really getting upset. He wanted her to put together something and I interjected. It wasn't smart. I said,
how did you interject without making an appointment?
That's exactly what he said. What happened to, can I have a suggestion?
I got news for you. Do you understand that you disrespected him?
Absolutely, and I made amends right away, and we worked it out. Every time I do take responsibility.
Are you willing to respect him? I gave the tools. Do you know that these shows are recorded and that you can listen to them?
Yes, I have been. I'm actually... a long time. You would remember me if you saw me. I've been seeing you for 20. It took me a long time to get it. And this is the best relationship I've ever had because of your tools. So
no,
they're
not going to play if you're not going to use them.
Yes, I do use the tools. I do.
But you didn't use them. How often do you slip?
Well, we're at the 8-month part, so we're at the uncomfortable. He slips too, though. He's had to say sorry. So,
darling, he's not on the phone with us. I'm on the phone with you.
I slip about once every couple weeks, maybe once a week sometimes, lately.
Do you understand that a man cannot handle disrespect without reacting?
Right. I am trying to figure out why I
already told you. Your mother's a man, and she showed you how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want you. Do you have a brother?
Yes.
Has he been castrated by a domineering mother?
One brother has, yes.
Okay. Do you want to duplicate her?
No. He just told me 2 days ago that after I slipped and I apologized, and he can't imagine my life without me. And he bragged, even yesterday, this is the best relationship he's ever had. So we're doing good, and I'm learning, and this is a work in progress, and I really am.
I've got news for you. If you've known me 20 years, and you're slipping every 2 weeks, you're not hiring me.
Well, it took me a long time to finally get it when I was the opposite. So I've delved into your work a lot lately. So, yes.
What do you do for a living?
I don't work right now. I'm retired from a job.
What kind of work did you do?
I did a few work in the, I kind of rather not say. I could put you on the private call, but I'd rather not say right now. It's a legal job. It's a legal job.
I understand that. So you're used to being a career woman instead of being a woman with a career. Do you understand? You just told me what I already knew. You work as a man.
I had a man's job. Yeah, I had a man's job.
Am I in my mail right now?
Yes, you are.
Okay. And that's okay, because I don't do it. My husband is dead. But the man
right.
I date, I don't act like Pat Allen.
You don't. You acquiesce.
Oh, thank you for using my favorite word, acquiesce. Doing something you wouldn't do if you were single to keep your team together. Do you understand?
Right.
Doing your script. This is your script. And if you don't stop your slips, you're going to be a spinster.
Right.
So are we going to do it?
I do need more self-love. I realize that. I do need to practice more self-love.
As a woman, not a man, you're a hell of a man.
Oh, I am.
I have no problem. I have no problem with women wanting respect, as long as they want to be with cuddly men that are women.
right. Okay, so...
We're all trying to get laid or paid. Do you want to get laid or paid?
Laid.
That's because that's what men do.
Yes, and he likes to be the pursuer in the bedroom.
I've got news for you, dear. The days that you're right and feminine, he likes you. But that is going to go away if you keep trying to get laid, sir.
Right.
Women marry for status and security.
Well, I don't know how secure I will be. We'd probably have to, I would have to bring in my money and he would have to bring in his money. I got news for you.
Have you read Getting to I Do yet?
Yes.
Have you read chapter 14, Striking a Deal?
Okay, I'll reread it.
I want you to understand that you're coming home as a man and it's ruining your relationship. So stop.
In a, but he can't afford to pay for me completely because of his child support and other things.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you're castrating him because he's got bills to pay and you don't realize that a man is who he is, not the money he makes?
So I'm a little confused. You mean,
he needs respect. He needs respect.
He does. So if he says, I want you giving me $2,500 a month because our house is $6,000 a month, because we wouldn't be able to live there, I give it to him or I say, no, I'm confused.
Why would you be confused? You'll say, I'll offer you blank, blank dollars. Honey, we're talking about chapter 14. What you're doing is man to man with me. I want you to know that you are making a mistake being a official of the government because you can't do that and have a man feel respected. You have the right. Every tool that I teach is respectful or cherishing, and it negotiates time, space, money, and play. And you have the right. I teach women get what they want by knowing what they don't want, but you've got to talk respectfully.
Yes, and he says I do. I do talk like that, and so that's why we're together still.
No, that's why you're calling me, because you had another slip.
No, I'm not calling you because we had another slip. I'm calling you because I want to know the tools how to negotiate the engagement, because I don't feel comfortable moving in unless I'm engaged.
You're absolutely right, and I already gave you that.
Yes. But,
all right, so will you be a girl with him or not?
Yes, I'm a girl. I'm just a little confused about the finances. And forgive
me.
Honey,
the finances, it's either dollar for dollar or percentage for money. If he makes 10 bucks and you make 5 bucks, he puts in 2 bucks, you put in 1.
Okay.
So it's either dollar for dollar or percentage according to net bottom.
Right, and I don't even know how much he makes, and he doesn't know
how much I make. I've got news for you. You get engaged, you have pre-engagement, pre-marital negotiation. You might even do a prenup.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to.
Nothing wrong with a prenup.
Right, okay, I was just a little confused, like, I'm going to have to pay something. He can't afford to just totally support
me. You can't have a covenant. The only state that does covenants is Louisiana. That's where one person signs to pay the bills and one person signs to do the housekeeping. That's the only state that does covenant. I'm telling you, there's either dollar for dollar or percentage. So I'm going to hang up now.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Pat Allen. I appreciate
you. You're welcome. Good luck. I really call back.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's get us another call. Remind everybody that right now you can go to www.drpatallen.com And you can scroll down to the bottom of the page where we have the free download of Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communications. And right now it's free. So I totally suggest you check that out. And if you're looking for Dr. Allen's
please leave
books,
your message for 3, 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, callers. You know what I'm going to say. We don't want to talk to your voicemail. Pick up the phone. www.wantistore.com. You're going to find the over 50 DVD. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And all kinds of other Dr. Pat Allen that you are looking for. I highly suggest you go there. www.drpatallen.com for the chemistry, compatibility, and communications. And wantistore.com. For our products. Caller?
Good.
You're live on the air. Do you have a question?
Hey, Pat. This is Sean. How are you doing?
Hi, Sean. Are you with her or not with her?
It's been 6.5 weeks. We haven't talked. And, you know, your advice was to let her know to... that we could be in a sexual relationship and make love once a month. I didn't really want to go there. I wanted to kind of give her the 8 weeks. And it's been 6.5 weeks. And I was just kind of looking for a little bit of direction. Do you think I should just keep waiting, no contact indefinitely? Or do you think I should try to reach out? Yeah.
Do you want to chase her or do you want to keep the agreement that you gave her, which was that she was in charge of your dating? You are the cherished one. She's the respected one in your relationship.
So I did not tell her what you told me last time to do, which was let her know that she'd be in charge of the relationship.
You didn't tell her that?
No, because the way the relationship ended, she said, there's nothing to talk about. And, you know, I thought, okay.
Did she agree to date you?
No, she told me she said that she didn't want to be in a relationship right now because of her children. And wanted to focus
then
on...
Would you please tell her that whenever she wants to date you, if you're available, you'll date her. You'll have a friends with perks relationship. You won't
the only
be
thing
engaged.
Is, so I've listened to your advice the last two times we got back together because our relationship's been on and off. And every time I listen to your advice, it's kind of chasing her. And I never get to keep her for that long. It's only like 3-6 months. I was hoping...
I got news for you. Yeah. That's your choice. She is the boss in your relationship. You're the wife. She's the husband. And she's still married to her ex-husband, who is the father of the children that she is really committed to. And neither you or her ex-husband is as important as the kids.
Right.
So why don't you tell her, I am not going to chase you anymore. If you want to date me, give me a call.
So I was thinking, I'm at 45 days. I was thinking of giving it another 15 days. And then do something like that. Would that probably be a good decision or good direction?
You can be a woman anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be respected. You want to be cherished.
Well,
I have no problem with you doing that.
Well, here's the thing is every time I go after her and chase her, it never lasts. So I feel like in order for...
She is still emotionally married to her family.
Yep.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Tell her that you are in love with her, and if she wants a date with you, with sex or without, you're available. And I want you to date three women till you find a replacement for her.
So my question is, can I wait to do this? Can I wait 2 weeks since it's going to be...
How long have we been talking? How many years? How long have we been talking?
I've been talking to you for 10 years.
Okay. Have we ever got you married?
No.
Okay.
Well, she has my engagement ring still. She still hasn't given that back, and she has a bunch of my belongings.
I understand
that.
If she ends the relationship, you can sue her for the ring. She can't keep it unless it's a gift. It's not a gift. It was an engagement ring. I want you to understand that you like masculine women. Your mother was masculine when she raised you. The father that I saw was feminine.
Yep.
So you are more a woman than a man when it comes to marriage.
So going back to what you were saying, I've been seeing you for 10 years and, no, I haven't been married. So what were you going to say there?
You don't see what you just did is I gave you a direction and you said no. And I said, I accept and approve of you being a woman in love with a married woman who's taking care of her kids by not giving him a bad time. But you're getting a bad time. Yes, she loves you as a human being, but she can't act on it because she's a mother before she's a woman.
Okay, so your advice is to keep chasing her to be the man, as far as I should reach out to her and say, hey, I'd still like to date you. Let me know when you can. You're in charge.
Yes, you're in charge. I love you doing that, but I want you to date other women in case God has another woman for you.
But do you think it's okay to, because I've been 8 weeks, almost no contact. Do you think I can just finish the 8 weeks to see if she'll reach out and then
do that? Have you not reached out to her in 8 weeks?
It's been 6.5 weeks, 45 days.
Okay, will you finish the 8 weeks so that we finish at least one of my contracts with you?
Right. And then ask her through a letter or just text her, call her, and tell her about wanting to be in a relationship.
Her. The relationship is totally in her hands. Totally.
Okay, so at the end of 8 weeks, would I write her a letter that I would say, hey, I would love to date you, but you're in charge?
You would write the hi-bye letter. Paragraph one, everything you like about her, love about her, lust about her. Paragraph two, the pain of not having a committed relationship. Three, what you want. I want you to want me. Paragraph four, I don't want this relationship the way it is. You call me, I'm not calling you again. And then the last paragraph is, thank you for reading this and obeying it. Call me if you want me, period.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yes, I will. And when I told you, 6 weeks ago, I would do that, I was just a little bit confused because you did say, okay, keep away from her for 8 weeks, but let her know that she's in charge if I want a relationship. So
that's what I just said. I just said the same thing. I haven't changed.
Okay, so finish my 8 weeks and then write the letter as letting her know.
Now.
Right.
And if
to
you
send
want,
her on week 8.
You can call and read it to us.
Okay.
All right.
I'll probably just write it and send it. I've done this two other times before, so.
That's right, Jesus. I understand that, dear. I just thought maybe the audience might learn, you know, for 10 years, somebody's probably remembering your calls to me, so they might be interested in how this is going to be resolved. 10 years is a pretty long marriage goal.
Well, that's the thing is I keep doing the same thing over and over again. I, you know, dating three girls.
I'm not giving up on you.
I know.
Okay.
All right. I'll send the letter and I'll let you know what happens. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Thanks, Pat.
Call us back.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, let's see what's going on with our switchboard and make sure what's, we got a call wait, I think. Let's see. We find Sam.
Boy, we're really working tonight, Kelly.
We are, Dr. Pat. We are, and it's awful. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi. So I wanted to give a little bit of an update on my situation and then get your feedback and interpretation of it.
Okay.
So I was with my boyfriend on and off for about a year and a half, and we broke up in June due to a nasty fight.
Who broke up?
It was mutual. I probably broke up with him in the moment. But it was just a bad fight. I made a mistake. I was disrespectful and I probably waited too long to make amends. But a few weeks ago, I sent him a hi bye letter with your approval and he was very warm about the letter, but, he said he's trying to move on and he's just not happy right now. And I just
so
supported
he
him
you
in that.
Down.
Yeah, but he was very loving and warm.
I understand that gentlemen are loving and warm when they cancel you. If you act like a lady, canceling him, and you did.
Yes. So,
you made a mistake.
I did. And it's been a few weeks since that, but we were on really good terms after that hi-bye experience back and forth. And
the hi-bye experience was an amends for making a mistake. Was he calling you for dates?
He hasn't. It's been about 3 weeks since the hi-bye.
And has he called you?
So he hasn't called me yet, however, on Monday, I haven't called him, but so on Monday where I live, there was really crazy and scary weather and I was feeling so unsafe and scared. And for the last almost 2 years, he's kind of been my safety. And so it was kind of late and I sent him a text and I just told him, hey, like, I'm feeling really unsafe and scared right now because of everything going on.
Do you understand what you did?
I shared my feelings.
Your negative feelings.
Yeah. So I said, I'm feeling unsafe and scared and you're still the person that makes me feel the safest. And
then why did you terminate him?
Because I made a mistake.
Okay. So did he take you back?
Well, I said, you're the person that makes me feel the safest. And then when he saw the message, he replied and asked if I'm feeling better and like what I need to feel better and asked how I'm feeling. And it was the next morning, and I actually, the weather had cleared up and I was feeling a lot better. So I told him that, and I thanked him for checking on me. And that's.
But
that's
you didn't, did he ask you for a date?
No.
Did you ask him for a date?
No.
Then all you did was you took a man who was in love with you, and you found out that you were in love with him and made a mistake. And now it's up to one of you to date the other. So do you want to be respected or do you want to be cherished?
Cherished.
Is he your man or not?
I want him to be. We're not together right now.
What was the reason you didn't? Why not? Why, what is it that broke you up?
Our bad fighting and my disrespectful mouth.
Okay. But you've sent, do you understand if he does not pursue you, you will have made the mistake and not paid for it? I want you to wait 8 weeks to see if he will miss you enough to call you for a date.
Right. So 8 weeks from him checking on me after I was scared.
When was the last time that you reached out to him as your loving man?
Well, I reached out to him on Monday when I was scared, and he...
I know you were scared, but you reached out to him of all the humans on the planet. That tells me you love him, but you don't want to respect him.
Where is the evidence of me not wanting to respect him in that?
Well... if he misses you because you've already made your amends to him, if he misses you, he will call you to see how you are or whatever.
Right. So was my reaching out when I was scared disrespectful?
No, it was getting rid of him before then. You did not know you were in love with him.
I've known I'm in love with him and still in love with him.
Then
when we broke up, it was fighting.
Yeah, why did you break up?
We were fighting about issues.
What were you fighting?
Honestly, a lot of it had to do with me still resenting him for the past, like things he had done. And so like when he checked out another woman in front of me because he had actually cheated in the past, it incited a fight.
So he's not a man you trust and you don't respect him, but you use him when you're scared.
No, I respect him and I see that I made a mistake because I was still angry and hurt at that time.
But darling, the problem is even if you go to jail, they give you a terminal date when you're done. How long was he going to have to pay for his mistakes?
I think I just honestly needed the lesson of forgiveness, which I was able to get, and that's why I
would you please. You have made peace with each other.
Yes.
Okay. Is he 51% valuable enough to wait to see if he misses you enough to reach out to you?
Yes.
Then how many weeks do you have left in the 8-week cycle?
I'd say just about 8 weeks because we last communicated on Tuesday.
Who called who?
That's when I had reached out to him because I was scared, and then he was checking on me, and then I thanked him for that.
Then everything is set up for him to reach out to date you because you've already made amends.
Okay. That's kind of where my question was, to see what the temperature and where everything is right now.
Right now, he's got to decide if he wants to be with a woman that doesn't respect him because of his former mistakes.
But I've made amends for my mistakes and own that in the hi-bye letter.
I understand that, but I'm telling you, he's got 8 weeks to decide to buy the letter.
Okay. I see.
Are you willing? You can call him at the end of 8 weeks. You don't need to do another letter, but I appreciate your amends that you made to him, so I'm going to give you permission. If you do not reach out to him and he reaches out to you, you can thank him and be with him and go on. But I really want him to know that he's got to want you enough to call you when you made your amends to him.
That makes sense.
So are you willing to do 8 weeks of no reach out, but answer everything he sends you?
Yes.
Okay, then do it.
Okay. My question would be, when I did reach out because I was scared and he followed up by checking on me, is that a sign that he does still have love or interest?
Yeah, he has some interest, but that doesn't mean he wants you. He doesn't know yet. He hasn't said anything yet that he trusts that you're not a vengeful woman that never, ever accepts people's mistakes.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So I want you to know you're in the doghouse.
Okay.
Let's see if he wants you, after you've done your beautiful letter and you made peace with him, everything is set up for him to reach out to you. But you reaching out to him now doesn't fit your anger towards him for being unfaithful. Do you accept him as a mistake-making human being that bombed the relationship back then?
Completely. I mean, I've been able to forgive more than just him in my life from this whole experience, like learning about just accepting.
But I want you to understand that now when you made a mistake, he's got the right to decide if he wants to take a chance on you.
Right.
So give him the rest of the 8 weeks. And if he doesn't reach out to you, I'm giving you permission to call him and tell him that you paid the price for what you did to him back then.
So I just say I paid the price. And what else would I say?
Nothing. Just the price tag is he doesn't want to take a chance on you judging him again.
Okay.
Let's find out if he wants you enough rather than you want him. That's too much. You're mad at him or because he was unfaithful. Okay. But you take him back when you need him. So how about you accept the fact that he's just a human being and made a mistake, and he's now deciding if he wants to take a chance on you? He already showed me he loved you by calling you when you were scared. He already did that. But that does not say that he wants to form a lifetime relationship with you.
Okay.
Okay, so please feel free to date other people. Enjoy your life. Pray if you need. But let's see if he reaches out to you.
Okay. Well, one last question I have. I had asked you before, played like an online Scrabble game together. It's literally called Scrabble with Friends, and we've played when we are just friends.
Wait a minute. We're starting something else. I want to go on.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I've given you my direction, okay? Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. The call-in number is 323-203-0815 to hop in the hot seat with Dr. Allen and ask your question. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. It's your Tuesday girl.
Okay. So what am I going to do?
Okay. So I heard from him again.
And?
Today. And it's just still kind of benign. I can read it to you.
Go ahead and read it.
It just says, just thinking of you again in Santa Monica to help the kids move back to Colorado. They continue to be remote, so no need to live in California. Makes me wonder how you are doing and how your business is doing. I hope you've got things clicking and getting some excellent travel experiences, helping mom move into a facility soon and still taking very slow walks with Robbie, who is his dog. He goes, take care, okay? That's it.
So what did you get out of that? That sounds like a nice, friendly note, but I don't, what did you want that letter to say?
I'm not, you know, I guess it's a, you're exactly right. It's a very friendly note. My response would be, thank you. You know, I don't know.
He didn't ask. He didn't. Did you want him to ask you for a date?
I don't know what I want. No, because he hasn't gone to the doctor yet.
I understand that. But he reached out and went in how long of the 8 weeks?
Well, the last time I heard from him was 3 weeks ago.
So he called within 3 weeks, which is very, very telling.
Right. We've been broken up now 6 months. Or the last
I understand time I saw that.
6 months ago.
Do you want to remind him about your request that he go to the doctor to find out about his problem?
What do I say if I remind him? Because I thought you said when we talked on Tuesday that would be mothering.
That is mothering, but it is the medical aspect. Are you feeling secure that you've done everything that you want to do to flag him with your friendship? See, the absence of him saying, I want you and I to go to a doctor and talk about this issue. He didn't do that, did he?
No. He's just
so
doing,
letter is very friendly, but it is not decisive.
Right. He's not doing anything for himself. himself. He's doing everything for everybody else.
I understand that.
All the time.
But that's his problem, and you can't mother him out of that.
Right. That's exactly
Let me ask you, were you friendly when you spoke with him? Were you a kind version of yourself?
When? The very last time we spoke, which was 6 months ago?
No. This was just a text. How did you answer his message?
So this message that I received today, I haven't answered it yet.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. So
what I was going to say is,
yeah, this is what I want to hear. What you want to say?
Thank you. That's it. There's nothing else to say.
You're not going to share with him the disappointment of him not accepting your offer?
Ah. Okay. So I can
like,
say
I'm just
thank
gonna,
you.
Thank you for responding. However, I feel disappointed that you don't want to go to a doctor in order for us
to be together.
To be together.
Gotcha.
Could you do that?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, because what you said was just a drop off, and that's too cold unless you want it to be cold.
No, I can do it because I think when we spoke on Tuesday, I just said, well, what if I, and I can see the reason why you said it was mothering because I said, should I have asked if he went to the doctor yet? And you said, no, that would be mothering. But the way that you just said it now, that makes total sense.
Now I really feel good about this transaction. This was good.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I called because I wasn't going to call.
I know that, but your instinct told you. No, you know how I think I've told you in the past, when you're upset or angry, you get cold.
That could be it. You're probably correct on that. So,
which is,
well,
because
I
doesn't want me. There's nothing here.
Because I'm hurt. That's probably why I that's probably why I turned cold.
And that's why I'm so glad you called me to see if I had something to say, and I did.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to say to him now?
I'm going to say thank you for reaching out. And I guess thank you for reaching out and letting me know your update. I'm disappointed that you haven't gone to the doctor yet to get evaluated so we could be together.
Perfect. You feel good about that.
Yeah.
That is self-centered and not mothering.
Right. Okay. That sounds good.
And that's the
All
point
right.
I'm wanting to make with you. When you are in pain, take care of you, not them.
Right. And that's what I've been doing.
Okay, well, you're not doing it now. And he reached out, and I want you to recognize that.
Right. Okay. All right, I will send it.
Good girl. Good girl.
All right.
Glad you called.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. See you Tuesday. Okay, let's see who we've got else in our queue. that we're going to get on the line to talk to Dr. Allen. Okay. I sense we're getting voicemail.
Hello?
Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, yes. Hi, thank you for calling.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Yes, I tried and tried, so I'm happy I got you. My question is in regards to male friends, where you're kind of attracted to someone, they're just your friend for years and years and years. You don't really hang out, but he calls all the time to check on you, to see, hey, how are you? But he never asks you out. He only calls to see how you are, or they need something. How do you approach that? Because I have someone like that in my life, and I'm not happy with that situation anymore. And I'm not looking to have a relationship with this person necessarily.
Why not? Why not? Why not? Do you understand this person is acting like either your husband, your father, your brother, or your doctor? I suspicion he's in love with you, but he does not think there's a chance that you're in love with him. Is there a chance you have chemistry for this friend? Yes or no? What? Yes or no? Are you on the phone?
It looks like her call. Get her back.
Hello?
Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I'm so sorry. Yes, it was, I think we got disconnected.
Is he a potential love?
Yes, why not? But he hasn't really made a move in a sense that he never takes an initiative.
I got news for you. He may intuitively have thought that you have no interest in him, but he's going to be your husband in the background. That's what I hear. So do you want to flush him out of his closet? Do you want me to help you flush him out of his closet?
I don't know, because I like him a lot. There's definitely chemistry between us, but there are certain things that scare me about him. He's irresponsible when it comes to finances. He's after
How about you want to be his boyfriend, girlfriend for a month or two? I want you to get honest with him to see if he rises to the occasion. If a man doesn't have a woman to marry and have a family, he often doesn't have purpose. And when there's no purpose, there's no enthusiasm. Would you be willing to write him an honest note like, you know, we've been friends for this long, and I'm curious, are you at all attracted to me? I'm attracted to you. Why aren't we dating?
And that wouldn't be considered me chasing him?
Not at all. It's you taking care of you. Do you realize you're not chasing him because I or people like me are teaching you not to chase him? I'm not teaching you to chase him. What I said was, we've known each other as friends for a long time, and you've never dated me. And I am attracted to you. Are you attracted to me? Get the yes or no. You need to be on or off this.
That's right.
So write it down. Let's get it written.
Okay.
So what's the first line?
Let me just...
Don't use his name.
Okay, so first line is, we've been friends for 8 years, right? Or 7 years. And I like you, and I'm attracted to you.
Ask him the question.
No.
Are you attracted to me? That's you okay. Taking care of yourself.
Got it. So it doesn't sound like chasing. I just want to make sure he doesn't think I'm chasing him.
I got news for you. Do you see where you just went? Is your mother a man?
Yeah.
Does she mind read everybody around her?
No.
Okay. Do you want to be like her?
No, because her and my father...
Why not? Tell me why you don't want to be like your mother.
Because they don't have a good marriage. They've been married for 40 years, and my mom is a control freak, so she wants to take care of everything to the point where, like, she is the one doing everything in the house. She's even the one bringing the money in because she thinks my dad's stupid with money. And
okay, now I'm going to tell you, you've been dating a man that's cared for you for 8 years, but he's never asked you to be a date of anything. Yet I can hear the attraction between you. And you don't have the answer. What?
One thing, though, he brags about, you know, how he has all these girlfriends. He has a different girlfriend every other week or so. And he even invited one of my best friends.
Darling, what he's doing is compensating for the fact that he thinks you don't have any interest in him. He's bragging about his gorgeous private life. I don't buy it.
Got it.
I want you to get... Okay, let's read it again. Read your message.
We've been friends for 7 years, and I like you, and I'm attracted to you. Are you attracted to me?
What's the question?
Are you attracted to me?
Do you want to date me?
Do you want to date me? Do you want to date me? What if he says no? And it's all
you
in
know
my
what?
Head.
If he says no, you're free. You're free, free, free.
And
but
if
so
he says
he.
Yes, and if he says yes, do we have sex, or do I have to wait for a while for him, for me to have be intimate with him? I mean, I just don't want to be.
No,
you.
If he says yes, I want to date you. That's continuity. So, do you want me to be in line to be a girlfriend?
And then that means that I can have sex with him?
No. You don't have sex until you're sure you're...
How
the
do
point
I know
is,
when to...
What?
How do I know when to be intimate with him so I don't fall in a trap, because he gets all these girls that he's intimate with, and I've seen
darling,
him like
darling,
the room.
You're you're in his head. You're not. Look, what you're doing is you're signing his name. Simply, you called me. You told me, I've got this friend for 8 years, and he calls me and he takes care of me, but he doesn't ask me out. And I'm telling you, take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself means you get the answer. What is the reason you take care of me, but don't date me?
I'm going to write that down.
Well, write down what you want, but I want you to find out, is he interested in dating you?
I met him at work. That's how we met, work. So we used to, we hit it off right away, and we hung out a couple of times, but that was it. And after that, a couple of times I did ask him out, would you like to go out with me and my friend?
The question is not answered. You're doing your mother's mind reading. Don't mind read. Just ask him the question. We've known each other, been friends for 8 years. I like you. I'm attracted to you. Do you like me, and are you attracted to me? Do you want a date? That's you taking care of you.
And if he says yes, then I wait till he gives me.
Then you date him, but you don't have sex until you know he's your man. You do not have, that penis does not go in your mouth, anus, or vagina, unless you, basically, I would think, I'd rather you didn't do it until you were engaged to him.
And how do I get to that point from, if let's say he says yes and we start dating, and How do I say that?
Wait a minute.
Ask for what I want without demanding.
If he dates, honey, you're doing your mother's mind reading again. I'm wanting you to find out if he wants to date you. That's all I want to find out. We're not negotiating anything else.
Got it.
And the reason I'm doing it is because your feelings are not being honored and cared for with somebody that's doing things that dates do, but you both don't talk about it.
Yes.
So let's get the answer, yes or no, so you can get on with your life.
I like that. Straight to the point.
Good. All right.
Thank you
so
much.
So will you do it?
Of course, yeah. I will do it, and I will call you and let you know how it went.
Good. Excellent. Excellent. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, the call-in number is 323-203-0815, and you will get in the hot seat live with Dr. Allen to ask your question. Right now, I believe Sam at the switchboard is going to get us another call. And again, www.drpatallen, that's where you sign up for the newsletter. Okay.
Hi, this is Mia Case. I'm not here right now to take
Callers, if you've called us, pick up. We're calling you back if you're in our queue so you can talk to the doc. I believe Sam is going to get us another one now, hopefully. And hopefully they'll pick up and we won't get voicemail. Okay. So sign up for the newsletter. It comes out periodically when we have something going on, and then you'll be able to hear about it first before anybody else.
Please leave your message for 2.
Okay. That's 2 strikes. Let's try again. Good thing we're not playing baseball. Okay. What institute is a 501c3? And what institute is the reason we're here? They bring us to be here with you each and every Thursday live. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Hello, Dr. Allen. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
I screwed up. I think I had mothered a man and then he turned cold. He told me that I am very, what's the word? High strung, and I'm very demanding. And now he's barely talking to me.
So what he said was you're too masculine for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a true statement?
Well, I am a recovering male. But with him, I love that. Very bad.
Kelly, don't you love that? I'm a recovering male.
Well,
100%.
You that? Sorry?
What?
What?
100%. We've been following you because I know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what happened is, one time he was coming over. And I asked him what time he was going to be here. And I could tell that that irritated him.
He was coming over by his request or your request?
His request. His request.
His request. But he didn't, okay.
But he didn't tell me what time. So I asked him and I said, hey, it would make my day a lot easier if I knew what time you were coming.
Beautiful. And I have no problem with that.
Right? I think I did well, too. But there were a few other things when I slipped, and I don't even remember now. I basically told him something that upset me, and I heard something.
Did you make an appointment?
No, I didn't. Not that time.
Remember, teach, preach, bitch, moan, question, all have to have an appointment that's convenient to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do that.
Okay. What?
Can this be saved somehow if he's barely talking to me now or just now?
He's talking to you now?
Kind of. I mean, he texted me a few times, but I could tell that it was more just like a polite text that wasn't really.
Is that what he did today, right now?
No, he did it yesterday.
So what did he do yesterday that turned you off?
Well, after, you know, we had a conversation where he said, you know, you're so demanding, you're high strung, you're so sensitive about everything. And I said, well, not everything, just things that make me uncomfortable. And I feel like I have to tell you so that you know, because I don't want to be uncomfortable.
To me, that's fine.
Yeah, so that was too. Maybe then he's feminine and he just doesn't want to. I don't know. It's a confusing situation. And
how did he end that date? The one
it wasn't
where
a
he
date.
Told you. Well, he came to
it
your
was a,
house.
Oh, it ended fine. It was fine. He left, and you know, we had a great time, and like we watched the movie, and he kissed me and hugged me, and everything was great.
When
really?
Did that happen? How long ago did that happen?
A week and a half ago.
And he hasn't called you since?
He called me since. No, he hasn't called me since then. He would text me once in a while. But before that, it was he'd text me every morning, good morning. You know, he'd call me every other day, I would say. And then the phone calls stopped. And the good
What's
morning
wrong
text.
With that? What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, he changed his behavior. It's less attentive now. Isn't that a problem?
He's got 8 weeks between each contact unless you have an agreement that he calls or sees you so often every week. Do you have an agreement? Are you in a committed relationship with him?
No. But he said he won't see anybody else. That is just me.
That's monogamy. I'm talking about continuity.
No, we don't have an agreement of any kind. That's, I can't really demand anything. That's why I was so surprised when he said I was demanding.
Yes, you're demanding because you didn't have an agreement that you were a committed couple.
Right. He also doesn't have a close relationship with his mom. And I know from what he had told me that his mom likes the other kids better. What? Because you know, with women, like I definitely suffered from my dad being neglectful. How would a man in this situation suffer from a neglectful mother?
He would become a woman, just like you became a man because of your dad.
He seems so masculine, though. I don't...
No, you mean the body's masculine.
Mm-hmm. But his behavior,
no,
I would say.
What they say, beware of their thoughts, their words, their habits. See, what he's saying to you is your masculinity turned him off so he didn't call you twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you called me, and I'm telling you that he did not break any agreement. He just ghosted you by pulling back and told you, you're too nervous, you're too this, whatever. Do you want to send a letter of amends to him?
Yes, I do.
Are you interested in him enough? This is not a hi-bye letter.
Yes, I'm interested in him enough. Well, at least, you know, I'm growing as a... Oh, okay, I have to tell you this. Another thing he said, you analyze everything. I don't want to feel like I'm...
What he's saying is you want respect. I don't want to be on... I don't want to be on the pallet being investigated. Honey, he doesn't like you as a man.
Oh, no. Yeah, sounds like it.
Do you remember? What are the three words that woman means? Passivity. Mm. That means cool it. Let him run the show. You're not even his girlfriend.
No, I'm not.
Now, listen to this word. Patient. He's got 8 weeks between each contact. Whatever it is, we're not in a commitment. Until he says, stop dating other men, or he says, I want you to date me only, or something like that. Has he ever approached you sexually?
Yes.
Did you give him intercourse?
No.
What did he say?
I just explained to him, you know, what I need. He said, fine. He said, no problem.
It's no problem. What he doesn't like is that you talk male, what you think, what you want. You teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him without the tools.
Oh.
Is he right or left-handed?
Right-handed, I think.
Okay, he's got a smaller fibrous bridge between his right lobe, which is feeling-centered, and his left lobe in his brain, which is thinking-centered, and it even houses the BROCA, B-R-O-C-O, which is the area of language. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits. They become your character. Masculine, bossy. Feminine, wussy. Beware of your character. It becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, at the doctor's office being healthy, and in every single loving relationship where you're supposed to be female and you're male, or you're supposed to be male and you're female. And this man has told you your maleness is not acceptable. And he showed his disregard for you by shutting down his Vesuvius gushy stroke system that he was giving you without even having a contract for a commitment.
I will die alone with cats.
What?
I will die alone with cats. I should have appreciated all of that, and I just took it for granted. Oh.
Do you want to write him a note that you caught on to the fact? This is like a where did you go thing.
Yes, I do. I do. I mean, if he's gone, if he doesn't want me, he doesn't want me. Maybe with this, with
I know
something
that,
like this.
I want you to make an amends to your masculinity. I'm just going to run off of my mouth. I'm writing you this note to tell you I learned something. When you didn't call me as much, I talked to a therapist and I found out that you're right. I'm too intellectual. I'm too masculine. I'm too bossy. And you pulled away from me. Will you give me another chance to be a woman with you?
Oh, I'm sweating. Just listening to this. Will this be acceptable to be sent in a form of a text?
Yes.
Okay. I will do it. I will do it.
So write it now.
Okay. Well, he's responding at least. Okay. You know,
In other words, what?
No, I was just so excited about myself. I really had switched. I don't even care about career that much anymore. I just want a normal job and just to enjoy my life, because for the last 4 years, I've been working for myself and it was on and off and it's exhausting. And then just a few days ago, I'm like, what am I doing to myself? This is too much. And
what you're doing is becoming a respectable man. If that's what you want, I don't mind.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that.
He told you what he didn't like about you. Now admit it or deny it, one or the other.
I'll admit it, and I'll write him the note.
For a second chance.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Because us back.
He did say, because he knows I've had therapy, and he did say that I'm very self-aware, introspective, and he said that's very attractive to me. That you're very self-aware and very attractive. So I figured.
But he likes that you're aware. What he's doing, though, is telling you he doesn't like you hyper-doing it.
Right, right. No.
My tools. Do you know my tools?
Yes, yes.
Would you please use my tools?
Yes.
Okay.
Do it, Seattle. Use them. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself,
anybody else
are the commitments
you are willing to make and keep.
Amen. Everybody, we are out of here, but we love you and we'll be back next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.